You know, Austin, the brashness of the cabal that runs the world, this cult, is unbelievable. The problem is that, you know, we've awakened. You know, it's like we're sitting in our bedroom at night and we hear somebody messing with the lock on the outside door. And we sit there and we've got the 12-gauge shotgun. And we're standing behind the wall and we've got the gun poised and ready to go off. And the person walks into our bedroom and he basically is there to come rob, kill, steal, and destroy. Well, all the next thing he sees is a flash. And that's the end of him. And see, and this is the problem that they have right now. You know, we have basically prepped ourselves. We are ready to understand what they've done and what this cult has done and who these people are. And the internet, their Gutenberg press that they set up to basically enslave us, has given us the freedom to go out and tell the people the truth of who and what these people are. And this is what's happened right now. They don't understand that, you know, we're awake. I mean, all of us listening to this show are awake. And we understand what this cult, this Kabbalist cult, has done. I mean, you know, it started, you know, back in 1820 when the Masonic Lodges decided they were going to rebuild a third temple to bring in a Antichrist in Israel. I mean, this was news to the Jews. They didn't want to go back to Israel. They were too happy in Europe making money. And all over the world, they didn't have any interest in having a homeland reestablished for themselves, especially in Germany. They were very well accepted in Germany and throughout Europe. And then in 1850 or so, you know, Darby decides to write that horrible mess that he did with the Scofield Bible that later became the Scofield Bible around 1880, 1890. And then Woodrow Wilson was compromised by Samuel Untermeyer. He gave us the income tax, World War II, World War I, the Federal Reserve Act. And then right after that, we have the Balfour Declaration, all of this being pushed by the Masonic Lodges to bring in the New World Order and to bring in the country of Israel. Now, you got to understand something. This whole thing with the reestablishment of Israel is interesting to me because, you know, now they're absolutely committing ethnic genocide in Gaza, but no one's talking about it because we have a massive gas shortage in the United States and we have 10,000 stations out of fuel. We've got the bumbling buffoon Biden talking about, you know, wearing masks forever, you peasant, until you do what I tell you to do and take an experimental gene therapy drug. All of this obfuscation in the press is being done, and now they're saying that they realize that they're going to have to go to war with Iran, too. This is what Israel's saying right now. Benjamin Netanyahu, who was defeated in the last election a few weeks ago and now is trying to maintain power by showing his strength and on and on and on and on and on. So let's go back here for one second. Let's talk about this. Let's say that we own, you know, 1,000, let's say we own 100 square miles in Central Florida, and we've owned it for 2,000 years. And all of a sudden, our neighbors decide they want to take half of that 100 square miles, and they basically come in and they kill all of our relatives that have been living there for the last 2,000 years in that 50 square miles they want to take. And well, then the other 50 square miles are all mad and say, why did you take our land and why did you kill our family? And they say, because we want to have it. This is our property. And we're saying, but we don't want you to take it. Well, too bad. We're going to kill you anyhow. So they kill hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And all of a sudden, we're like, wow, this is awful. And then they take us and put us in behind barbed wire. But it's in a huge, giant, confined area, which they cut the water and fuel off on an ongoing basis. And then they say, oh, by the way, we're going to take the rest of your land, too. And then Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to sign an executive order giving you this land. You can't even make it up. Like, he has the authority to give away Palestine, right? And you're like, what the heck? And all of a sudden, you have some bottle rockets you send over to Israel or whatever. These missiles don't even usually make it into Tel Aviv or anywhere else. And suddenly, you know, you decide to drop 1,000 bombs last night to put the Palestinians back in their place to commit complete and total ethnic genocide. This is apartheid. This is ethnic genocide against the Palestinians. But we make sure that somebody hacks a doggone pipeline a week ago, so that this doesn't make the news because there's 10,000 stations without fuel. So are you saying to me, Ted, that you think Mossad hacked the pipeline? I'm telling you that the CIA and MI6 and Mossad and these different organizations and these corrupt organizations all around the world, including Jeffrey Epstein, who worked for Mossad, who worked for Israel, I'm telling you that they do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. So I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm seeing you can just use your own judgment and try to figure it out. It sure seems weird that $5 million bought it back and turned it back on. Now we have another month before we have full fuel back here in the Southeast, and everybody's worried about that. So let's talk about it. Now, people, my friends are always saying to me, well, you don't understand. You know, God gave Israel, you know, to the Jewish people. And I'm like, okay, he did, you know, thousands of years ago. But, you know, did he have a caveat with that? Did he have a caveat? Let's talk about these passages. Let's talk about Joshua. This is Joshua's chapter 23 of Joshua. And this is Joshua's farewell to the leaders. Now, listen to what he says, starting in verse 12. He goes, let's start on verse 9. The Lord has driven out before you great and powerful nations. To this day, no one has been able to withstand you because of the Lord, I'm adding that. One of you routs 1,000 because the Lord your God fights for you just as he promised. And be very careful to love the Lord your God. But if, now here's, I love God. He's so amazing. He's an if-then God. If you do this, I'm going to do this. And he's always consistent. He's not flaky. You know, don't you hate it when you got a friend that they tell you they're going to do this and they don't. They tell you they're going to do that and they don't. They tell you to do this and they do it. You never know what to get from them. They're always inconsistent. It's like I always tell people when it comes to parenting skills. You always do what you say you're going to do. So be careful what you say. Because you got to follow through with your kids. Just be careful with what you say. But you got to show them that you're consistent. Verse 12. But if you turn away, he's talking to the Israelites, and you ally yourself with the survivors of these nations, that's the Canaanite religions, the Asherah worshipers, the Baal worshipers, all of these people that sacrificed idols. If you align yourself with these survivors of these nations that remain among you, and if you intermarry with them and you associate with them, then you may be sure the Lord will no longer drive out these nations before you. Instead, they will become snares and traps for you, whips on your backs and thorns in your eyes until you perish from this good land. Wait a minute. So the Lord said they're going to be taken off and perish from the good land if they don't do what he says. Yeah. Verse 14, he goes, now I'm about to go the way of all earth. He's about to die. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all of the promises that God made and gave you has failed. In other words, all the promises, and it says this, every promise has been fulfilled. Every promise that God made has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. In other words, all the promises have been met right now. The Jews are at their hierarchy. They're at the peak. The Hebrews are at the peak right now of what God did for them. Right now with Joshua, everything that they've done has come to fruition after they spent, you know, 40 years in the desert doing laps because they wouldn't stop worshiping Baal and Moloch and Asherah. But just as all the good things the Lord your God has promised you have come to you, listen to this. This is so important. So he will bring on you all of the evil things he has threatened you with until the Lord your God has destroyed you from this good land he has given you. If you violate the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and you go and you serve other gods and bow down to them. This is Baal, Asherah, and Moloch. The ones that we primarily listed in the Old Testament. The Lord's anger will burn against you and you will quickly perish from the good land he has given you. So in other words, he's saying because you basically are following and doing what I'm telling you to do, all of the promises that I've given you have been fulfilled. All of them. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do and you get flaky on me and you start going out and doing things you shouldn't do like worshiping these other idols, you're going to lose it all. I'm just going to take it all away from you. And you think, well, wow, it really says that. You can read it yourself. It says that. And then you go back in Leviticus, and it says, do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Moloch, for you must not profane the name of the Lord your God, Leviticus 18:21, which they continue to do. And Jeremiah 32:35, they built high place for Baal in the valley of Ben-Hur and to sacrifice their sons and daughters to Moloch. Wow. Okay. 1 Kings 11:7, on the hill of east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place. Solomon did, for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Moloch. So Solomon himself was worshiping Moloch and basically sacrificing humans. 2 Kings 23:10, he desecrated Topath, which is the valley of Ben-Heman, so no one could use it to sacrifice their son or their daughter to the fire to Moloch. They wouldn't stop killing their children, guys. This is places like we do with the doggone abortions. Jeremiah 49:3, wail, Heshbon, for I is destroyed. Cry out, your inhabitants of Rabbah. Put a sackcloth and mourn. Rush here inside the walls, for Moloch will go into exile together with the priests and officials. They were all upset because Moloch was being kicked out. Leviticus 22. Say to the Israelites, any Israelite or any foreigner residing in Israel who sacrifices any of his children to Moloch is to be put to death. Now he's saying any Israelite or any foreigner. Jeremiah 7:31. They have built the high places of Topheth on the valley of Ben-Heman to burn their sons and daughters. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. So what ended up happening to him? Because they did not do what they were supposed to do, because they did not listen, basically, here's what it says. Let's look at this. Deuteronomy 28:64, verse 33. Just as it pleased the Lord to make you prosper and multiply, so also will please him to annihilate you and to destroy you, and you will be uprooted from the land you were entering into possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among the nations from one end of the earth to the other, and there you will worship other gods, wood, of stone, and neither you nor your fathers have known. Among these those nations you will find no repose, not even a resting place for this sole of your foot. Then the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and a despairing soul. Okay? This culminated when they killed the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And they said, allow his blood to be upon us and upon our generations to come. Then Israel in 72 AD, the temple was destroyed, Jerusalem was burned, the people were scattered, and that was the end of it. All right, because they would not stop sacrificing to other gods and killing their children. Guys, I'm reading you what the Word of God says right now. This isn't Ted Brewer making this up. And so now what happened is the Rothschild boys who wanted the third temple built, the Masonic lodges who wanted the third temple built, they decided in 1820 they were going to make Palestine Israel again. God didn't do this. These people are Satanists. The Rothschilds are Satanists. If you're on the St. Brewer Instagram account, I'm going to send you a picture of Rothschild with Abramovich standing before the photograph of Satan summoning his legions. I sent it to Sharon this morning. These people worship Ein Sof, the snake in a tree. They are not Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan. They claim to be Jews. They are not. These people are pure Satan on this planet, wanting to rebuild a third temple to bring in the Antichrist. That's who's doing all of this. That's who shut the pipeline down. That's who's forced you to wear masks. That's who's basically put this bumbling buffoon Biden in office. They're the ones who basically persecuted Trump for 4 years in the media and controlled him because he had sold off his debt to them through Wilbur Ross in 1989 through, quote, Rothschild Inc. and got rid of him and stole his election from him because he would say things he wasn't supposed to say, even though he was doing a lot of stuff they wanted him to do. This is the same group that runs the planet right now. Now they're doing genocide, ethnic cleansing in Palestine. They dropped 1,000 bombs in that little bitty city, that little bitty town of all those people that have been basically in bondage and locked up behind razor wire for the last 40, 50 years. And the world sits back and goes, oh, it's Israel. It's okay. If you don't say it's okay, you'll be cursed. Okay? Wait a minute. The group that runs Israel is the Cosa Nostra, the Jewish mafia that basically put it all together through the Balfour Declaration with these Satanists, with these guys summoning their legions. I mean, it's unbelievable that the number one homosexual destination in the world is Tel Aviv, Israel. Unbelievable. And yet we're supposed to sit here and say, we can't talk about this. It's anti-Semitic. No, it's not. I just told you, it's not the Jews. It's the synagogue of Satan. It's the Satanists who are running Israel. It's the Satanists that have made all the Israelis take vaccines. It's the Satanists who basically released this coronavirus on us. It's the Satanists that already had a vaccine in Israel February a year ago for the coronavirus. Where'd that come from? How'd they develop that in 30 days? I mean, all of this stuff is being orchestrated as a doggone. It's like a bad, bad, bad soap opera is what it is. I mean, it's like a bad script. But these guys are really doing it. They're really reading it. Biden, you peasant, you may not take your mask off until you get vaccinated. Well, here's the question. What's going to stop anybody from saying, oh, yeah, I've had the vaccine. Yeah, I'm vaccinated. I'm not wearing a mask. Oh, that's right. That'll be the vaccine passports, won't it? And when they track you with a chip that basically be injected into you, probably through these vaccines, they will be able to say to you, hey, here's the deal. I see you on my cell phone, and it says you're not vaccinated. You're not wearing a mask, peasant. But how do you know? You're not properly identified on my phone as being a person who's received the vaccine. Guys, let's go into all of that. And these clowns are running around scared because they know that we're waking up, that we, the people of the United States of America, whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Chinese or wherever you came from, that we have freedom that God gave us. We do. And that we're looking to exercise our freedom. Yesterday, DeSantis here in Florida just pardoned everybody who was arrested. Yes, I'm saying arrested and fined, in many cases, taken to jail for not wearing masks or not properly socially distancing. He pardoned everybody in the whole state. Guys, we're waking up, and these guys are scared to death that we wake up. Because remember, there's probably only about 5,000 to 10,000 of these clowns on the entire planet that run everything. And all we have to do is say no. Just like we've said no with the masks. And now Biden's going, okay, now, it's okay. If you've been vaccinated, you take your mask off. You could have taken your mask off a year and a half ago, like Austin and I did. You don't have to do this. There's no law in the Constitution. Congress hasn't passed a law. And you sure in the heck don't have to take an emergency vaccine that's going to change your RNA, tell you to start producing spike proteins. You don't have to do that either. It says right on the doggone label of the vaccine that it is voluntary and you do not have to take it because it is emergency use authorization. So why do you think you've got to take it? So anyhow, that's where I was this morning. I was watching those people, those women and children, probably tens of thousands dead. Now, we'll never get the real numbers. In Palestine, as the further ethnic cleansing continues, I guess they've got to get the pesky invaders, the Palestinians, off the property that Trump gave them. God, it makes me want to puke. You know, Austin, let me tie the pieces together for those new listeners. The Rothschild banking cartel, the Kabbalists, this is called the cult, the sex death cult that runs the world. You know, they basically are the ones that overthrew Russia with the Russian Revolution by funding it. It was a blood libel that they had sworn to 100 years earlier when the Tsar had paid off a bunch of the debt of the European countries to prevent the Rothschild banking cartel from putting central banks in. And they said they would kill him and his whole family, and they did 100 years later. And they're the same ones basically that came in then and basically executed the Tsar's family and brought Russia into this communist nightmare. They're also the same ones that did the revolution in China that brought the communism into China. They're also the same ones that worked with the Allied powers to put half of Europe under communism after World War II, which should never have allowed to have happened. Patton said that we had fought the wrong enemy. Patton said we should have rearmed the German troops while we still had the army in Europe and pushed the Russians back. Patton said that. And one of the guys who basically was hanged at the Nuremberg trials, his name was Schreiker, he basically said that when they were putting a noose around his neck, he said the Bolshevists, the communists, will hang you also. That's what he said, right? Those were his last words, to let everybody know that they're going to turn on everybody. Now, he could have just as easily said the communist Bolshevists, Kabbalists, are going to hang you. This is the group that basically runs the planet. This is who they are. This is the group that stands in front of the picture that I'll send you with Sharon, with Baramovich, that weird person who likes to drink blood and body fluids and is this big hero with this group of cult people up in D.C. and throughout the world in New York City, standing there with Rothschild and her in front of that horrible photograph that I'll put on the ST Brewer account unless you see it and you can delete it. This is the group, guys, that runs the planet, period. And, you know, back when the Patriot Act was passed in 2001, oh, my gosh, you should have heard me. You also said that very few people had basically said anything about that. I was pitching a fit from the rooftops. I was so angry. And my friends, oh, no, we need this. We need this. I said, no, we don't. This is Hitler's Enabling Act from 1933. It's 1,500 pages long. It was written long ago. They've been waiting for a time to implement it, to bring in the draconian legislation for spying on us, to bring us into a police state. We don't want this. Well, George Bush would never do that. Well, I said, George Bush is a buffoon. He is a buffoon. He may not do it, but someone else will. Now Biden is setting up snitches all around the country. That's his next goal, is to pay people who are informants. See, it's against the law for the government to spy on you and do all kinds of things for you, against you, to basically infringe on your First Amendment rights. Those are government officials, but they could hire people who are snitches to come out and do it, and they could circumvent the law, which is what they always try to do. And so it's just crazy. The whole thing is just absolutely nuts. And Austin's right. This vaccine will be given to children without parental consent, just like they've done with Gardasil. They've gone into these schools now with these girls. Again, Gardasil is another sterilization agent, and they've given it to so many girls, and they've sterilized now. It causes what's called premature ovarian failure, which means the ovaries dry up and they no longer have any eggs and they can't have children ever for the rest of their life. Yeah, that's one of the side effects of Gardasil, plus a whole plethora of other side effects, but that wasn't efficient enough. They've only been able to drop the reproduction of the United States to 1.6, which means we half our population in about 50 years. That wasn't enough. They've got to come in now and put other types of things into us that will completely destroy the ability of most people to have children. That's what they want to do. You know, and Austin was talking too, and how they took hydroxychloroquine and made it like criminal to give this to patients. And it's crazy. Take licenses away. Ivermectin. They now have a spike protein which reduces nitric oxide levels. That's why I tell you guys you need to be taking the HGH stimulate two scoops twice a day, period. And we know that N-acetylcysteine also helps to restore proper lung function and helps to restore proper NO2 and nitric oxide production. So it's really, really important that we understand that at this point we have to take supplements. Last night, my 18-year-old daughter was here at the house, and she's in college for the summer taking a couple of classes, and I walked out into my office, and she's out here online and doing her classes, and she had a bag of candy sitting beside her. Now, I'm not talking about healthy candy that actually has some actual nutrients in it, you know, which if there's such a thing as healthy candy, but it was junk food. And I told her this morning, I said, you know, look, here's the deal. Think about what you're doing. I said, you're not 4 years old anymore. You're not 6 years old anymore. You don't need to sit around eating candy. I said, this high fructose corn syrup and this sugar massively lowers white blood cell counts and massively increases your risks of infection. I said, you were just sick a few weeks ago. I said, when you're sick in the house and you walk around in the house and you're sick, you gave your cold and you gave this stuff to Sharon, you know, your mom, to my wife. And I said, now I've been running around ventilating the house all the time trying to avoid all of this stuff. I said, it's not that time anymore. You're not 4 years old. You're not 6 years old. I said, eating candy right now and lowering your blood sugar is not something that's really smart at this point right now with what's going on with all of these things they're putting into the bodies of all these people around us. I said, it's not okay. They, well, why would you talk about that? Well, because it's important that we really clean up our diet. You got to eat clean right now. It's so important. You can't be putting stuff into your body that's going to increase your risks of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer and disease because you lower white blood cell. You've got to keep your vitamin D levels up to keep your macrophages working properly. You've got to keep your levels of potassium iodine up. You've got to keep your levels of C up. You've got to keep your levels of zinc up. Why do you think they're trying to take N-acetylcysteine off the market? Why do you think they're trying to take hydroxychloroquine off the market or basically say you can't use it for anything besides label use? And same thing with ivermectin and zinc. It's because these natural substances and these products that are available to us as far as different types of drugs that actually work to prevent this onslaught of these diseases from these injections they're giving us are in their way. They don't want these in their way. They want everybody to be a good peasant and take the stuff. They don't want you to know that zinc stops the replication phase of a virus. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that vitamin C has been used intravenously for decades, for 100 years now, in limiting many types of problems that people have with your immune system. They don't want you to know any of that stuff. Why? Because it's better for them if you remain, how should I say, uninformed. That way they can have a higher kill rate. Wow. Think about it. And we're thinking about this too. And I mentioned this the other day. If we have a 1.6% reproduction rate in the United States right now, and the white, Hispanic, black patriot community that's been here for a long time, not people that are coming across the border illegally, if we get halved in 50 years, they're going to replace us with these communists coming across the border who want handouts from the government, and the United States is going to fall from an electoral standpoint. That's why we have signs up in Texas and Florida now. If you come to this state, don't vote the way you voted in your state that caused your state to be such a basically hellhole that you had to run and flee from your state. Guys, it's so important that we get involved in local politics. You know, we have a friend of ours, his name's Maxwell, and he's really involved in pushing against the school board here in Polk County. And it's so important that we understand that we all have to be involved in this. Why Austin and I on the ST Brewer Instagram account, we sent you videos the other day on us at the school board. How should I say? We were opposing the school board and their function for what they're doing here. There were probably 1,000 people there. And that was just a seed that was planted. It's going to get much, much, much bigger as things go on. Now, let me ask you a couple other questions. Why do Americans take their children to Disney World? Let me ask you this way. Why do white patriot, black patriot, and Hispanic patriot children, why do they get to go to Disney World with their parents? Why do they drink Coca-Cola? And why do they shave with Gillette? These are all companies that are completely controlled by BlackRock and Vanguard, controlled via the Rothschild banking cartels and the bloodline families. Why are we supporting these people? Why? I haven't been to Disney in years and years and years and years, and I have no intention to go. And the last couple of times I went, I've got friends who work there in executive positions. They got me in for free, and I still don't go back. Because the last few times I went there, I had problems there as far as security. Mr. Brewer, are you carrying a gun? Well, it's none of your business. Well, that is our business. You know, you can't be carrying a gun on Disney property. You know, we're calling the Orlando County Sheriff's Department now to have you searched or have you taken off the property if you don't tell us if you're carrying a gun. And you will be banned forever from Disney properties. That was what they told him. Why me? Then I said, yes, I have a .45 Kimber in my right pocket. It is chambered with the hammer pulled back with an extended magazine. Oh, you have to take that back to your car, or we have to put it into a locker here at Disney so that you can enter the park. I said, okay, we'll put it in a locker. And then I went back into the security room, and there was literally a wall, 30 by 20 feet. It was huge, this whole wall. And it was cameras, little 10-inch cameras, black and white cameras everywhere, whole wall covered in cameras of all the videotaping they were doing at Disney. Environmental prototype community of tomorrow, snitch state. Called Epcot. Oh my gosh, they don't put me on the Florida ads for Epcot, do they, friends? They don't do that. Unbelievable. Here's another article here from RT. It says, anti-woke, anti-white barbarians have transformed Disney from the happiest place on earth into a totalitarian hellscape. Even I didn't say that. This is an article by Michael McAfee. Michael McAfee is a writer and cultural critic who lives in L.A. Newly leaked documents have revealed how Disney's anti-racism program amounts to little more than an anti-white discrimination. The company is going to find out the hard way that wokeness destroys everything that it touches. In November 2019, Disney slapped a content warning on some of its classic animated movies. The warning simply read, "This program is presented as originally created and may contain outdated cultural depictions." I'm going to post this article. Guys, it's unbelievable that they want us to accept their Kabbalist mindset. Their Kabbalist mindset of a snake in a tree who's an hermaphrodite and how nobody has a male or female reproductive system and that basically we all have to be allowed to reproduce via the state, via basically test tube babies they're going to create in laboratories. This is the hell world that we heard about in 1984 with George Orwell, and we have arrived upon its shores. Here's the problem that they have. When we got off the rowboat and we arrived on the shores, we were carrying the cross of Jesus in front of us because he is the author, he is the finisher, and he is the perfecter of our faith. And every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because God sent him as a deliverer to us to deliver us from the evil one. And they have no authority over us today or tomorrow or forever when we accept Christ for who he said he was. Guys, it's so important to understand this, that we've got the cross of Jesus in front of us. I love you guys. You guys have a great weekend. Austin's going to be on Hagman tonight. He's going to be covering a lot of really important stuff that you guys need to listen to. Thank you for the show. Man, we've had a great week of shows this week. I appreciate you guys so much. I had the opportunity and the privilege to pray for you again today. It means the world to me. It really, really does. And it just means so very much. I had a friend just the other day. He contacted me, sent me a text, sent me an email, and his daughter-in-law was having all of these health problems. He'd been around a bunch of people that had been vaccinated, and we put him on a really good immune support system. Now she's 100% recovered. Guys, it's so important to understand how critical it is to maintain the nutrient density of your food and your supplements right now. I could go on and on. God bless you guys. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you on Monday. Austin, finish it up.
Absolutely. And this is why I continue to tell everybody to make sure you're exercising, you're getting outside, you're getting some fresh air. I called this last year and I said it from the very beginning. I said, these masks are going to do much, much more harm than good. There's zero efficacy as far as them actually preventing viral spreading, but there's a ton of information about what they do negatively to the body. And I personally think this is one of the reasons why we saw such a slowdown of people recovering, of people increasing people getting sick, and less people basically just getting past this virus because their immune systems are so compromised, not to mention with the bacterial pneumonia. I told you I had one good friend of mine who works at a dealership. He ended up being hospitalized twice with bacterial pneumonia, back to back again, even the second time, because they were trying to force him to wear a mask at the dealerships. He's out there, you know, he's sweating at the dealership outside all day, stupid mask on, trying to breathe. And finally said, dude, I'm getting a medical exemption. He did, flat out. After the second time he's in the hospital, they said, no, you don't need to be wearing a mask. Even a lot of the doctors and nurses have admitted there's no reason for people to be wearing masks all the time. Zero. If you're going in someplace, like I said, and you want to wear a respirator, you really want to make sure you have full protection, including the eyes. That's a concept I've never understood. People wear these giant masks. They're walking around. I'm like, you can still accept viruses into your eyes, guys. It's not like the only way you're going to get this is breathing it. It's so stupid. Also, too, in other news, it's another reason why they continually are trying to prevent people from going to church and worship God Almighty. You saw in Nova Scotia now, this is the largest fining we have seen basically in the North America, in Nova Scotia. There's a church in Nova Scotia that has been charged with illegal faith gathering. 26 churchgoers were fined $2,422 per person for illegal faith gathering. This is believed to be the highest value of fines handed out to anybody in North America over a pandemic violation, so to speak. Officers were called to the Western Christian Fellowship Church in Weston, Nova Scotia, where they found a church service in progress. Nova Scotia has one of the strictest rules in Canada where it's illegal to have any in-person church service. Imagine that. I wonder why. Wonder why they're so bent on doing this. Not only were the individuals fined the $2,400, the church was fined $11,600. And what's crazy about this is Nova Scotia has a population of over a million people. A million people. And over the last year, 14 months, total in aggregate deaths, out of the million people, they've had 71 deaths. 71 deaths. That's 5 people a month. One person, basically, roughly 1.2 person per week. I'm not joking. You can't make these numbers up. This is what they're trying to do to push their agenda. There's absolutely zero reason for any type of restrictions like this in Nova Scotia whatsoever. And in my opinion, majority of the people they've seen up there, they said the average age of death was 80 years old, majority of which were old individuals that were in nursing homes. High probability they would have already died already, if not just died in general. So again, this is a call to action to a lot of people. This doesn't stop because you follow their rules. This doesn't stop because you oblige them and you consent to them. This isn't going to stop with the shot. It's not going to stop with the passports, and it's not going to stop with the mask. They're going to continue to push it more and more and more. You just saw how brazen they put that tweet out for Bumbling Buffoon yesterday. You already see how aggressive they're getting now with it. They're doubling down on it now. Stand your ground. This is not the time to let up. Now's the time to push back even harder, get more vocal, forward more articles, forward more shows, and get this information out there. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for supporting the Health Masters team over here. If you need anything, be sure to check us out at the website, healthmasters.com.